This is Marketplace. I'm Kai Ryssdal. Fear is a big business in this economy. Scary movies, yes, of course. Scary rides, too, at the amusement park of your choice. This time of year, though, scary really comes front of mind, even if slightly cartoonishly. Giant inflatable arachnids in our yards, 12-foot-tall skeletons, and scarier things right alongside. With Halloween just around the corner, Marketplace's Sabri Benishore has this on another slice of the fear business. Haunted houses.
Okay, so we're entering the haunted estate. So this is sort of like a maze that we're going through. A very dark maze with...
Oh, my God! Oh,
this was at the Frightmare Farms Haunted Scream Park, about 30 miles north of Syracuse, New York. There's a haunted hayride through the woods, a maze infested with a crop of sentient and vengeful pumpkins, angry at having been carved...
Harvest this year.
That is a zombie Mad Hatter-like maitre d' who goes by Xavier. Frightmare Farms is one of at least 7,500 haunted or Halloween-related attractions in the U.S. The multi-acre park employs more than 100 people for just a couple months out of the year. The park is open to the public for just 11 nights. Nicole Ginsberg is a co-owner.
So our season is obviously only October, but we actually work on our show all year round.
A lot of the staff here are actors, and they have to navigate a precarious balance between real fear and play fear.
That is an interesting line that we walk because, you know, it really is fun to be scared.
Sam Hurwood is an assistant manager at Frightmare. He plays the character of Xavier, and he trains the actors on how to frighten effectively.
It's about having fun, and you want to playfully scare people, but also people will buy into it.
Haunted houses really are just a subset of the theme park industry, but a quirky one. Lynn Vincent is an associate professor of management at Syracuse University and is studying haunted houses.
Fear is a negative, aversive emotion, yet there are industries and organizations that make fear their product.
There's a whole spectrum of what that looks like. On the absolute, very extreme end...
You have... haunts that do crazy extreme things, like they make you touch and eat bugs, they buzz your hair off, they electrocute you.
Philip Hernandez is founder of the Haunted Attraction Network, which publishes news for the haunted attraction industry.
But honestly, people don't really want that. The purpose of a haunted house is to entertain. It's not to scare. I think that's the common like misconception.
Some haunted houses are more like festivals, others like escape rooms. They tend to have one thing in common, though, a very small labor pool that has time to do this work for 2 months a year. Take Hurwood, for example, who has played a bloody surgeon, a coal miner, and a mortician.
My full-time job is actually a seventh grade math teacher.
Scream parks need a lot of scary people, and there are only so many math teachers. Again, Philip Hernandez.
Staffing is the biggest challenge that I hear.
Finding labor actually haunts a lot of the fear supply chain.
There's a lot of vendors that are small businesses. You're talking about under 10 employees, but they make specialty animatronics, you know, that are only for haunted houses, and that's their whole business. Well, they're still dealing with staffing up.
That and supply chain problems have made the supply of Halloween monster robots tight. They often sell out instantly. For an industry founded on a basic and primitive emotion, haunting is actually pretty trend-driven. What scary looks like changes over the years. Nicole Ginsberg again, co-owner of Frightmare Farms.
Vampires came back in a big way a couple of years ago. Witches are always very classic. Serial killers were there for the 80s, 90s, early 2000s.
Sometimes what's scary is an echo of something society is going through. Sometimes it's just a chainsaw-wielding monster running through the crowds. Not everyone will find every theme scary, but that's not really the point. Frightmare Farms visitor Marissa Falasco just got her photo taken with a 12-foot-tall monster.
There's so much in the world that you should be scared about, so sometimes it's nice to like come and be scared about something that actually isn't scary.
But also it is actually, in fact, kind of scary. In New York, I'm Sabri Benishore for Marketplace.